long day. My name is Silvira Barakotia, and I have the honor to be part of two sections at APHA. I'm a member of the International Health Section, a member of the Health Administration Section. So for this year, I was working with Dempsey and others and trying to look at integrate those two perspectives and see what we can apply and move forward in health administration. I've been working, I'm an MD and an MPH, and I've been working in development in developing countries for over 25 years and worked in more than 30 different countries. And so throughout the years, I've made many mistakes. And so that's what I'm going to share today. So you don't make those mistakes, you make other mistakes, but not those at least. And if you want a copy of this presentation and you want to reach me, here's my email address. As Dempsey said, I have a consulting company in public health in Virginia, and our job is to create programs in personal and organizational development to help reach the Millennium Development Goals. The objectives for today is to discuss lessons learned and to look at ideas in which we can use our experience from overseas to apply to the U.S. and vice versa. Here are my seven lessons. This is what I've learned and what I've distilled. These are my magic seven, I say. I always keep them in a card in front of me so I don't make the same mistakes. And these are the things that have helped me throughout the years working in different hospitals, improving different health systems in different countries. First is that to get always to be goal focused. I remember I was working in a large hospital, over 300 beds and 3,000 beds. It was a teaching hospital, large hospital, over 3,000 employees, a very strong union, and almost every month we had a strike for one reason or another. So I spent a lot of time sitting at the table negotiating with the union, and it always helped me in those negotiations to really stay focused on the goal, and the goal was to make sure that the patients were well and the employees were safe and had a work environment. And so every time the negotiations got tense or every time we started to argue about something, I always went back, okay, what's the goal? What is it that we're trying to achieve here? And staying focused on the goal instead of trying to, sometimes we react and emotionally we feel, why are they saying that? And we feel that we've been wronged in some way. Try to overcome that by staying focused on the goal. Another thing that has helped me is to be mission-driven. For instance, I was working in another hospital in Peru, and in fact, it was a number of maternity hospitals, and what we were trying to do is to improve the supply of medicines in those hospitals. So we were looking at the systems and how the medicines were flowing or not flowing, and one of the things that we, that the goal was to get the medicines to the patients, because those were very big maternities. 90% of the births in the country took place in those 26 maternities. So one thing is that I always appeal to people's mission. People have a mission, they always feel in their heart that they're there to make a difference. And when we realize that we all want to make a difference, that we are trying to be professionals and we are trying to be there for the long run. This is not just to win this battle. We're really there to win for everybody, and it has to be a win-win. So staying close to your personal mission and sharing that with the others helps communicate and helps get the work done, because getting those 26 maternities to work together, that was a challenge. Everybody wanted something different. Another thing that I learned is that sometimes we talk too much. It's okay in the presentation, but sometimes when you're at work, you should talk less and try. My rule is try to listen 90% of the time and only speak 10%. So bite your tongue 10 times before you say something. Listen, just keep looking at the person and let them speak and let them say. Especially we women, you try to jump and complete people's sentences. Avoid that temptation and listen, because when you listen, you're really trying to understand the person feels really heard, and then you start to get sometimes to the bottom of what the problem is, and that's sometimes the challenge that needs to be overcome by different systems, new processes, or new policies that you're trying to implement. And that's a lesson that I learned. We were working in the Philippines, in fact, in a maternal child health program, improving the maternity care, antenatal care in 98 of the LGUs in the Philippines, and working on family planning, especially trying to understand how everything was done there so you can really contribute and add value. You really have to listen 90%. So remember the formula, 90% of the time you should be listening, and 90% of the time the other person should be talking, so you really understand what it is from their own point of view and not your interpretation of what you think that they should be doing. Another thing is that you have to coach your staff all the time. By coaching is that you help them do what they want to do. And the way I do that is by asking questions. What is it that you want to do? Don't jump to the solution to give a solution. Instead, ask questions. And I remember when I was younger and more stupid, I used to always, oh, you should do this, you should do that. And I couldn't understand why people don't do that, what I told them. And then I realized I wouldn't like that to be done to me either. So you always have to coach staff and to really help them from their point of view and to understand you. You first have to understand them, which is related to number three. When there's a problem, I always look for the breakdown in the system, where the breakdown is, where the loop stopped and got stuck. And instead of trying to find fault in who's responsible, people usually try, oh, it's his fault, and no, it's his fault or her fault. And no. What was the system? How things should have gone? And then try to put this new system in place and involve everybody in the solution. When you do that, try to make it and keep it simple. Things sometimes get very complicated, especially if you're working at provincial or national level or large hospitals or large health systems, and that becomes very complicated. And sometimes your job is to try to simplify that instead of trying to make it more efficient. Sometimes the first step is to simplify it, to understand the different components and to work out a solution. The other thing that I learned is that when I was recently working in Angola, we are working to improve the quality of health services in 300 facilities, mostly health centers and hospitals and primary care level. And you really have to talk a lot sometimes to really explain what you're trying to achieve, which sort of seems to contradict number three. And the reason is that when you're doing something, people sometimes don't necessarily understand why you're doing something. And you have to explain the reason. That's what I mean by communicate with everyone. What is the reason behind? Why are we changing the, for instance, the rules in the or the procedures in the labor room? And you need to explain the reasons behind that. And explain that to everybody, including the cleaner. Everybody has to be involved in the and communicate what you're trying to do and the mission and what the goal is. And I keep these seven close to me, and they keep repeating and repeating. I this is my gift to you. I hope that they're helpful. As I said, I work in development, so I don't know if you've heard about the Millennium Development Goals. There's eight goals that are trying to be achieved and trying to improve, for instance, food security, education, gender equality, child mortality, reduce child mortality, reduce maternal mortality, improve the treatment of HIV/AIDS, malaria, tuberculosis, protect the environment in the process, and to work, have developed and developing countries working together. Achieving these goals is very complex and requires using those seven lessons that I told you about. The global challenge at this time is that there's 8 million children that die every year of preventable conditions, and there's between 300 to 500,000 women that die of prenatal conditions and delivery complications. The challenge is how can we get all the people that are working in developing countries, for instance, if we had 100,000 community-based organizations all working to reach out to those we know where children die or where women die. And getting everybody to work together is a challenge that I invite you all to embrace and to think of ideas of how we can do this at global scale. And with that, I welcome questions. Thank you very much.